Hey, this is Wes. So Will and I frequently talk about this topic, and it came up yesterday, and it comes up every week in some form. Some conversation will be had, and that is kind of doing things that people admire. And at first, a lot of them don't admire it. They maybe don't even like it because they maybe want something more from us, and we politely tell them that we're focused on these things and not those things. And at first it doesn't make any sense. I mean, we're a software company. We could do just about anything we wanted with technology, and most do, and we've chosen to purposely leave stuff out, and it takes discipline. I mean, I think the natural thing to do is just keep adding. You got time, company's growing, you know, you're starting to make money, sink money back into the business, build more research and development, add more products, hire more people, open more eyes. It's just a natural thing to do. So it's really difficult to not do it, especially when you get people that say, hey, we just, you know, you should do this, this, and this. There's a whole lot of you shoulds out there. But what's interesting, what's cool is once we're confident enough now to know that we don't. I mean, early days it was a little bit more difficult, but now we're confident. I mean, with thousands of customers, and we make a lot of them real happy, and they admire what we're doing. It's easier to just stand our ground and believe in what we believe in, and pick out the right people and let the ones that aren't right find another solution. So but the whole admire thing, like, it's really important. I mean, it's so satisfying that someone would admire our approach, because I'll tell you, when they admire your business or how you run it, it has nothing really to do with your product or your technology. I mean, someone doesn't admire us for our technology. There's slicker technology out there. There's more technology. There's stuff that wires this up and that up, and it all sounds really great, and it probably is. But so when they admire us, I know it's because they admire the way we're running it. They admire what we say and talk about. They admire the decisions we make. They admire that we don't do certain things. Like I said, they may not at first, but once they realize it, they go, you know what, that's pretty smart. Not everybody, but all it takes is a few that admire you, and you're like, okay, this is we have something good here. And I was going to use an example, a couple, but one is when I think about who I admire personally, and you may agree that it's often people who maybe don't do as much, but they probably do something really, really well, versus somebody that does everything, right? That offers all these things. The first thing you notice about those two kinds of people is one is a good listener and enjoyable to be around. The other is just talking at you the whole time. It's kind of like a company that is selling a bunch of products, and they call you and they just pitch and sell and talk and jabber on, and they don't really care or listen to what you have to say. It's similar. So I think it's the lack of stuff. It's the stuff that's been removed or never even been added that makes them that interesting, and why I admire them. It's because I know it's hard to do. You know, it's hard to create time and then not fill it up with stuff, right? It's hard to make money as a business and not add more stuff, build more stuff. Hank and I could build a lot more software. And it's tough not to. In fact, we all talk ourselves off ledges every once in a while, where we get this, you know, idea for something new. And it's probably a pretty good idea, but then it would just, you know, we always say, well, yeah, it's not what we do. And even though we could do it, it would probably confuse people as to what we really do now. And it always sounds better than it really is. So anyway, the admire thing with personally, I feel like businesses admire us and other businesses that operate the same way, that they admire them for not doing as much. I mean, compared to all the other options out there who are competing on features and saying, we got this, 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 and this. You know, it's different when you see somebody that goes. I mean, not many companies, when you go and try and buy their product, would ask you some questions or ultimately get to a point where they recommend you go somewhere else. I mean, when that happens, it's as a buyer or consumer, you're like, first you're initially kind of surprised, but then you're like, gosh, thank you for not wasting my time. I didn't actually realize that this probably wouldn't be the right fit. You know, it's rare. Companies don't do that. They can't. The bigger they get, the less they can afford to do that kind of thing. They gotta make the sale. You know, we get. So yesterday, here's a good example. A guy calls and talks to Will, and he said, I think he had a couple of restaurants and, you know, some cool places. Kind of perfect customer in many ways. And he said he was shopping around, and they didn't have a system at all yet. And he's trying to figure out if he needs certain features that he knows are offered elsewhere. And he asked if we did some of them, and Will's like, "Nah, we just don't." And we try to keep it focused on what we do. And if those things are important to you, there's a bunch of people that do it. And he really wants to do business with us. He said he really likes our style and our the size of our company, and he's heard so many great things, and but he really thinks he might need a feature that we don't have. And so he said, "You know, Will, if you guys added this, I bet everybody would use you." Oh, I mean, where do I start? You know, I think in order to make it real clear what they're suggesting, I told Will, it'd be like if you told him, like, this guy's probably got a really cool restaurant or several that have a focused concept, at least individually at each one, some great food. And, you know, it'd be like if Will said, "Man, I really like what you got on your menu, but dude, if you added pizza and hot dogs, I bet everybody would come eat at your restaurant." Like, I think that would make him realize what he's suggesting. And I know it's a whole lot easier when he's talking to a software company, because yeah, we write software, it's what we do. Like, why wouldn't we do all these other things? But it's kind of the same thing. It's like we've picked a collection of things that we offer, and if we added pizza and hot dogs, sure, we'd probably get some more customers, but it probably wouldn't be really great hot dogs or pizza. They'd just be add-ons. They'd be one more thing. In our case, it'd require training and more support and probably some more people, and on and on and on. So we're fortunate that we don't have to have a business we enjoy running and to make people happy. And so somehow I got off the tangent of in the end, the guy admired what Will said. He goes, "You know what? That's pretty smart." He literally said that. Like, that's, I get it. But Will didn't have to tell him about adding hot dogs. He just sort of got it. Like, and Will's really good at helping people understand, or talking to people about it. So, I don't know. It's a really cool thing to have people circle back. And we have people that we're just not right for them. We let them know that right away. Like, it might be a chain of 100 locations or something, and several of them use us, and now they're getting ready to, decide who they're going to recommend to all their locations, and they got us and several others, and they say, "Man, our locations really love you, but we're going to need this, this, and this." We're like, "Listen, that's just a whole, we don't do that. We're glad your locations love us, the ones that use it, but we can't help you any further than what they're doing." And then they come around and go, "You know what? We really admire what you're doing. We can't use you, but we admire." So they're going to leave, and I didn't try and sell them something that just to get their business. They're leaving, even though they're not using us, they have a good feeling about us, and that's really, really important. So the last thing I'll say on this is, you know, since we don't sell to large organizations that require their locations use us, for instance, like a Starbucks or some chain of restaurants where they've got a corporate office that's trying to keep things consistent across all locations, and like Starbucks hands out the same disc for music for, at every place. You're going to use this software. We don't sell to those. So because we aren't required to be used, which I think is a blessing, people get to choose us, and there's a lot of options. And they get to make the choice. They get to decide that we want this one. And there are plenty of people that it's purely based on features, but there are a lot that aren't. You know, there are a lot that are considering other things. I mean, we're talking about hopefully doing business together for years. Not one time, not 3 months, but years. We have some people that have been around for 6 or 8 years. I think our average is 2 or 3 years. So we want them to feel good about doing business with us. If they admire what we're doing, even better, because as usually if they do, we usually admire what they're doing. It's just a really great relationship. Bottom line is, it doesn't usually happen because of the technology we have. It usually is something they admire that's not technology. And often the lack of it. So, all right, that's a ramble. I'll wrap it up there. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.